The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today on The Right Stand, we will make a departure of thoughts and focus on an issue which is in the ether and India has some reason to be worried about. It is the novel coronavirus and the outbreak and the spread. Even as I speak to you, the director of the university, the Wuhan University, around which or near which the virus is said to have had its epicenter at a fish market or a local fish market, is no longer alive. He's passed over. So the director is dead. So fresh cases of more than 1,890 cases have been reported in a single day. And there are furthermore people who have not just been infected, but also the number of deaths have also risen. More and more countries are showing signs of the presence of the novel coronavirus or the NCoV-2019 or the COVID-2019. As far as India is concerned, thankfully, the spread has been largely contained and many of the people who were there in the quarantine centers have been released. But here is another issue that some of the scientists who actually were the ones who discovered SARS back in 2002-2003 have come out and said that the gestation period may be about 24 days and not 14 for the disease to manifest itself in people. Now, if that is the case, then have countries jumped the gun in letting people out, because this disease spreads fast, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be joined by Dr. Francis Boyle, 69-year-old, very, very learned person, a student of law and, of course, a professor in law, and, of course, one of the persons who was instrumental in drafting the Bioweapons Act in 1989, which was unanimously passed by both houses of the Congress as far as the U.S. is concerned, under George H. Bush. And it puts out and lays down stipulations in terms of bioweapons and nations using bioweapons as an art or as a form of warfare. Globally, this has been shunned, and there are nations which have come out and said that they're putting processes in place to limit the creation of bioweapons. But he has sound enough reason, and he makes a very, very strong argument to suggest that China was indeed in the process of developing a bioweapon, and this leak has led to things going awry. Very clear that the world over, that Chinese are underreporting the extent of the outbreak and also the damage that the novel coronavirus has actually caused. It is globally in the interest of everyone that there is no cause of alarm or panic and that the issue is played down as much as it's possible. Dr. Francis Boyle has been at the forefront to claim that there is much more to it than meets the eye, although his claims have been rubbished and challenged. He has said that even those within the WHO and others and global powers who are trying to downplay it and trying to express solidarity with China have to... We have to understand that it has to be taken with a pinch of salt, because there is a lot at stake for a lot of people. But he says that the challenge for India is that we do not know how big the spread is going to be, and the challenge is containment, given the population base that we have and the fact that how fast is something as contagious as the novel coronavirus can spread. But the larger concern is that most of the people who were kept under quarantine for 14 days have now been released or are going to be sent back. But if the gestation period is about 24 days before the symptoms appear and manifest themselves, then should they all be watched, and should India tread on the side of caution? Now, these are questions which remain, but largely the startling claims of multiple scientists and multiple reports and the effort to try and douse any suspicion or any questions. Yes, there are plenty of conspiracy theories that emerge, but the fact is that the Chinese are at their wits' end in trying to control the spread. They claim to have contained it, but there are many cases that are springing up on a daily basis. Now, if there are 2,000 fresh cases that have come forth in one single day, then clearly the disease is spreading. And at the epicenter of Wuhan, the damage is immense. So we take this debate forward to try and understand what experts actually believe, whether they concur with Dr. Francis Boyle or they differ, and are they able to make sound and strong arguments to challenge his theory that this indeed was a bioweapon in the making and that there was something sinister that is brewing. Interestingly, certain articles put out by Indian scientists have been voluntarily withdrawn by them, despite them making a very compelling argument. So one wonders if there is pressure across the board to try and douse the fire, or to try and mask the fire or the impact of this outbreak. impact of what the novel coronavirus was and what it was intended to do and perhaps how it leaked. What stays and what remains as a matter of doubt is that the bioresearch lab was just miles away from this fish market, just across the river. It's just too much of a coincidence, isn't it? Join me on the debate tonight at 7:57 p.m. Is the novel coronavirus or the COVID-2019 indeed a bioweapon? Debate number two will be on a former Mumbai police commissioner, former Maharashtra ATS chief, who's now come out and said, okay, let me say it now. And this is his forthcoming book, and Rakesh Marya makes a serious claim and perhaps only further endorses a theory that has also driven the political narrative over the last 5 or 6 years, where they said that there was a deliberate effort to try and create this narrative of Hindu terror under UPA 1 and 2, and there was a lot that happened under that act. But Rakesh Marya coming out and saying that the ISI and the Lashkar-e-Taiba orchestrated or planned the 26/11 Mumbai attacks in such a way that it would be then linked to Hindu terror is something which has set the cat among the pigeons. Yes, we all remember how Ajmal Amir Kasab, Javed and the other terrorists were all dressed and they looked exactly like Indians, not just Indians, but Hindus. And the other fact that they were also wearing markings and symbols which are relevant or related to the Hindu way of life in India and or the practices among the Sanatan Dharma believers. The other aspect is they all had fake ID cards which were made from Hyderabad or from Bangalore. He's made a claim that there was an ID in the name of Sameer Chaudhary, which was made for Ajmal Kasab, and he would have died as Sameer Chaudhary had he been killed. That was the intent, that they should all die, they would all perish. Ajmal Amir Kasab being caught alive is what made the revelation that he was indeed from Faridkot, and he had been sent here with a particular purpose, tasked with a particular purpose by the terror outfits with the help of the ISI. So this becomes debate number two. Was there, were they in cahoots? Because Dr. Subramaniam Swamy has once again thrown his hat in this entire ring and steered the political narrative towards the UPA working in cahoots with Pakistan to try and defame and perhaps dislodge the RSS and try and give more body to its narrative of Sangh-driven terror or Hindu terror or Bhagwa Atankwad. Join me on the debate tonight at 8:45.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.